So Churatzadiyat Ketavlahu Dishorin. You only have this heter of Aruga only if it's a square board. On a square, something square, 6x6, that's when you have the heter of Aruga. Halav Hachi Yasser. But Mashm, any time it's a round thing, you don't have a heter to put 5 seeds in it. It means to say it's forkert. Avodas Yerek Pierek Acha Shish Tvachim. Means when you want to plant different vegetables in one small piece of kaka, you have to have 6 tvachim there, like our Mishnah. You have to have 6x6. When you have 6x6, then you can plant 5 seeds in there. Now it's a dig, it's only mutter to plant a few seeds when it's square. Mash, but it has to be 6x6. But if it's circle, like he wants to give a heck a new way of planting, plant it in a circle. Like the whole middle circle is 1 seed. And all 4 corners have a heter to put another seed. It's not mashmah. For this Bryce is mashmah, the only time you have a heter if it's squared. But if it's circle, you have no heter. Hodeshari, holav hachi yoser. And the Gemara name, hosam la kule ba kulachrino, la ater roish tura yetzimenu. If you have it squared, then you have the heter roish tura. If you have this aruga squared, and now another kaka comes into it, like a triangle, it'll be mutter. Because since this is square and that's triangle, that's nickel at 2 different fields. Mashenkin, if this will be round, on a round one, then you wouldn't have had to rush through. And if you're round karka, you could plant 5 seeds. Like this picture. Another heter. Put the seeds in the middle, and then put in all 4 corners another way. Just if you want to have the heter rush through, the heter rush through is only by something square. Not if it's round. Rashi, Hosom, the boy Mrubas, that's why you have to have it squared, Lachshuve Soda, to give it a same Soda comer. It means when does something have a field, that in the field there's a heter roish tur if another field comes into it, like a triangle, it's mutter, that's only where this one is squared. Later roish tur. But let's tell Rabbi Yechon, Hodi Yom Liel, Ein roish tur Aruga. He thinks that it says, even by Aruga, push the small plot of Karkam, 6x6, has a heter of a roish tur. Melo, what has it? Only if it's squared. But if it's circle, it doesn't have it. Inam yistem aruga aruga, avu misod aruga yesh reish tur. So maybe it's good. A circle, you're allowed to plant in it, just you wouldn't have the head to have a reish tur. To have the head to have a reish tur, it has to be squared and not circle. Like I said, the Mishnah just, this is it for Klein, for Tumah. I'll go back a little bit easy, Gemara now. Minaye lo perlete shichva zera v'yoyim ha-shlishi shetei tmeya. How do you know when Isha, if a man had beer with his wife, and the zera went inside her, now the locker, when the zera later comes out of her the next day, she has a tumis of a shichva zera, she has a tumis yoyim echad. Anytime the zera comes out of her, she's also tummy that day. Now how do we know even the third day of the beer, the zera comes out of her, it's still called zera, that's royal lazria, it still has tumis matamah. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hoyinachoinim l'shloishas yomim. Before man Torah, the Torah says 3 days before, you shouldn't have tashmis. You shouldn't be with your wife. Why not? Because within the next 3 days, we're afraid your wife will still become tummy. Because if you have tashmis 3 days ago, we're afraid the third day, maybe the zera will come out of her that day, and she'll be like tummy, she won't be tough like a boss of Torah. That's why the Torah said 3 days before, don't have tashmis. But Rashi, she tmeya. The Yom HaShlishi, the third day, the Zerah is inside of 3 days, the third day, Akati Loi Masracha. We don't say it got spoiled already. Shichva Zerah. Name Uruya Likloi. It's still Roy for to come pregnant from it. V'liyaz Vlad Noitzer Emenim. The Zerah is still called good Zerah, even though it's 3 days in her. Still it's Roy Lazria. The Karina Shichva Zerah, Roy Lazria. Therefore, when this Zerah comes out of her, it's Metamahu. Legimu Yomim. The Ikbar Akosev al Tumas carry the mountain Torah. The Torah was marked with that by Kabbalah Satera, nobody should have Tumas carry on him. That's why the Torah said you shouldn't have Tashmish with your wife 3 days before. See if it's only asked the man shouldn't have Tumas Zera. It's enough just only have Tashmish 1 day before. 1 day before, then you go to the Mikvah, you become Torah. Elamai, the reason for 3 days is that even the women shouldn't have a Tumas Zera on them. Well, how could they have it? If the Zera comes out of their body, their tummy. With the day that they separated, the bedalad b'shabbes pirshum shleim. Hey, on Wednesday they stopped having tashmish. The kiblu Torah b'shabbes, and the Torah, the matan Torah, was on Shabbos. Shurivi liyoyse shishumush mitosayim revi lefnei hapirsha. The tovlu leil Shabbos, and had to be tovul Friday. Yelachosh akosavim yifleitu b'shabbes, and we're not afraid now if the zera comes out on Shabbos. The masriach. Because the Zerah comes out on the fourth day already, that Zerah is not ruined to become pregnant from, that Zerah is not Matam of the Isha. V'yeinu shichva Zerah ruil azriya. Avul impol to wherever Shabbos, But if the zera comes out of the isha on Friday, bishlishi tumas, it's matamhu. Lakach afrishin shloshi yom. Therefore, the Torah said you have to stay away from your wife 3 days before Kabbalat Torah. Minayin shemachzin es hamila b'yom hashlishi shechal yis b'shabbes. If somebody had a mila on a Thursday, so the third day is Shabbos. Now, it's still called the Tekuach Nefesh. If the kid has to have a hot bath, you have to wash him. You're allowed to heat up the water for him. So it's called the Tekuach Nefesh the first 3 days. Shenem, the Pasuk says, V'yibayam HaShlish Shabyesim Koyvim. It's the third day, there's still a Makam Sakona. Mashma, the third day from the Mila, that's the biggest Makam Sakona. So therefore, it's Tekuach Nefesh for the kid. So if you don't have hot water from before Shabbos, you're allowed to make the hot water and to wash him on Shabbos. Shrashim Naim Shemachitzim. The Yaf B'yem Gimel Mesukinu. Even the third day after your mila, you still call them sukin. How do we know we put the red lashon on the sayer? They put the lashon sayer, the red thread on the sayer mishtalech. The pasuk says the miyachatvechem kishonim kishelad yabinum. If you'll have a kapara, I'll make it white. So mela the sayer that was sent away the mishtalech. That was the one that had the kapurim. So they put the string this on the mishtalech. Minayim l'sicha ki kishtiya b'yom kippur. How do you know that in Yom Kippur, not only can't you drink something, but you can't make sicha, you can't rub yourself on Yom Kippur. Afo pishen re'adav, there's no b'ferish aposik. Ha'b'zechadav, there is a zecha for an aposik. Shenem ha'batobah kamayim b'kirboi, hukeshem ha'b'yatzmoysav. The water will come inside you, and you'll put shemen atzmoysav on the side, you rub shemen inside you. Mashma, rubbing shemen on your goof, it's considered as if the water is coming inside you, as if you're drinking it. So I call upon them on Yom Kippur, just like it's also shtiyah, there's an issa not to make sicha on Yom Kippur. Hey, Ruf. Yeah, look at the mission again. Minayin lepolete shichva zera b'yom hashlishi. The Phoenicia that had tashmish, and the man, the husband, put zera into the isha. When the zera comes out of her, that's halacha, she has a tummy. It's metama like a balkeri. So even if it comes out the third day of the tashmish, still she's tummy. Shetei tameya. Shenema, the rayu, the postik says, v'hoyu nechaynim l'shloishas yom. You should be prepared for 3 days. And before Kabbalah Satorah, they were told to stay away from their wives, not to have tashmish 3 days before. Why? Because by Kabbalah Satorah, they wanted them to be tahor. So a man would be enough not to be boiled 1 day before. But the Isha were afraid the zera inside her may come out again. So you see, for 3 days, that's to shear how much she'll still be tamei. So Rashi, shehi tameya diyom hashlishi akati lemisrocha. Hey, the zera is still not ruined yet. Shichva zera v'ruya likloif liyos vlad noitzer hemenu. The zera can still be used, she can still become pregnant from it. The Karina and Shichva Zera, therefore still called Shichva Zera, her royal Azriya. That's royal to make the Ishta pregnant from it. That's the law. Calls the man the Zera's royal Azriya, it's Metama when it comes out of the Isha. How long is this? The Gimu Yomim. Take Pidu, our cause of our Tumas Keri, our man Torah. Torah didn't want that the Eden should have Tumas Keri, the Shas Kabbalah to Torah. So, Kesavan, Im Yoima Prishakoma. With the day they were told to be separated, means that they shouldn't have Tashmash anymore. The Vidalid Bishabis Pirshum is the same. Our mission holds on Wednesday. On Dalid Bishabis, that's when there was a mitzvah prisha, that they shouldn't have tashmish with the wife anymore. The Kiblu Terra Bishabis. The Makabal Terra on Shabbos, Ruvi, Lioisom Sheshimshum is the same Ruvi. That somebody is Mishamish on Wednesday, so Shabbos is the fourth day from Wednesday. Lefnei Haprisha. The Tovlu Leil Shabbos, Mel, they were able to be Tovlu Shabbos by night, Friday night they were Tovlu. And the Mela, Shabbos morning, they were Torah to Mekabal the Torah. Well, Chosh HaKosav, the Torah is not Makbid, what will be Im Yifloitu B'Shabbos? Let's say an Isha now, on Shabbos morning, the Zera will come out of her. Why aren't we afraid that she'll still become Tomei? The Torah says, the Masriach. Such Zera that was inside her 3 days already, the Zera became Masriach. V'yena shichva zera royal azriya. That's not called shichva zera her royal azriya. Such zera can't make isha pregnant. It's not metama when it comes out. Avulim pol to erev Shabbos. But if she would let the zera would come out of her on Friday, bishlishi the third day of a tashmish, she was boy that the tashmish was on Wednesday. So you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday still the third day, still tameis. She would be tamei. Therefore, the Torah said 3 days beforehand, stay away. So, Mele Shabbos, the fourth day, was Zichabi Torah. So, Mele the Noshim were Toivol Friday night. So, Mele Shabbos morning, everybody was Torah from Tumas Keri. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara Barichas about this. Right, then the Mishnah says, Alochim, Minayin Shemachitzin Asamilu B'Yamashlishi. If you made a Mila on Wednesday, so on Thursday, how do you know that the kid is still called B'Mokam Sakona 3 days later on Shabbos, and if you give him a hot bath, you could wash him? Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, and then what the Pasuk says, V'hi B'Yamashlishi B'Yosim Koyvim. The third day when they were still weak. B'Yosim Koyvim, Mashma, that's the weakest day, that's when the most Sakona. So the third day or the first 3 days after the milam, the kid is called the mokum sakana. You can be mechal Shabbos for him. Minayin shekoshrin loshin shosahoris. They used to tie a red string for rosh esayim ashtalich on Yom Kippur. They used to tie it on top of the sawyer that they used to throw away to the midvarim. How do you know they tied it on top of that one, not on top of the other sawyer that they brought for the korban? Shenema the pasuk says im yiuchatzuechem kashonim. If your sins will be like the shonim, like red, is kashelag yavinu. If you do tshuva, the Eibishter will make it white. Kashelag yavinu. So you see what? That they put the loshin on the one that did the kapora. So on the one that they send out, l'shtalech, l'soyer, amashtalech, that was the one for the kapora. Vayti minayin l'sicha shikishti, how do we know the Yom Kippur? Just like you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. Who are then you can't have a sicha? You can't rub yourself with oil on your body. But on Yom Kippur, Afa Pish and Marla Dov, there's no real posik. Of a zecha Dov, there is a zecha for this. Shenema, the posik says, Vatovoi Kamayim Bekirboi, the water will come inside him. Ukishemin Biatzmoisa, the same way you put shemen. Now shemen is only rubbed on your body. And still the posik says, like Vatovoi Kamayim Bekirboi, usually when water comes inside, that's by drinking it. You drink the water. So you see, drinking and rubbing yourself is the same thing. So we'll see in the Gemara, and again, to Yom Kippur, they're both also. They're not bound. They both don't have the same chaymer. Hey, drinking is a chiyav koros. Shemen wouldn't be a chiyav koros. I call it porim, it's also. Right, it's not the Gemara. Reisha, the like Reb Loza ben Azaya. The Reisha, the Mishnah Chur, does not go like Reb Loza ben Azaya. Or the sefer from our Mishnah, the Chur is Reb Loza ben Azaya. The Chur is like a kasha. Like does our Mishnah go like Reb Loza ben Azaya or not? So the more why? The Reb Loza ben Azaya tohirish shemayin alei. Reb Loza ben Azaya says that an isha, if she's parlor tashich vazeru the third day, even the third day still she's Torah. There's only 2 days is it tameh, but the third day already she's tameh, she's tohirah. And now Mishnah says not that. Our Mishnah says Menayin Lepulta Sheikh Vazer Biyom Hashlishi Shehi Tameyah, that even the third day still she's Tamei. So it's not like Reb Loza ben Azaya. Reb Loza ben Azaya says only 2 days in Isha is Tamei. The third day already, after the Tashmash, after the man put the Zera in Isha, if the Zera comes out of her the third day, Reb Loza ben Azaya holds she's Torah. So it's not like our Mishnah. So the Mardik Reb Loza ben Azaya Torah Sheman Olei. So he holds his Torah the third day. So the Gemara Azoy says 2 ways to Miyashav al Mishnah. Man delay muki kitanoin. There's a derech. When you have a stira in a Mishnah, you'd rather not say the Mishnah goes like 2 tanoim. You'd rather say always 1 Mishnah goes like 1 tana, and you have to change around something. So if you hold that cheetah, whenever you have a stira in a Mishnah, always put it like 1 tana and change something around. See here also. The man delay muki kitanoi. Someone that learns by Mishnayis, and we don't put 1 Mishnayis. Like 2 different tanoim. Of as though you have to change around the Mishnah and Tana Reisha Torah. You have to assign the Reisha says Torah. If an Isha is Perlet the third day, then she's Torah. Hey, it's only the first 2 days that the Isha has a Zera inside her. Anytime it comes out of her during the first 2 days, she has a Tome like a Balkari. But the third day, she's like a Torah. Melo Mukilo Lukulak Reb Loza ben Azaya. Like this, our whole Mishnah comes a good like Reb Loza ben Azaya. Because Reb Loza ben Azaya holds the safe for the Mishnah. He holds that you can machitzen. If you have a kid that you gave the meal on Thursday, so the third day is called the mokum sakona, so on Shabbos you're allowed to wash him. That's Reb Loza ben Azaya's halacha. So that's the safe for the Mishnah. So this Tana holds, this Mandiyam holds, the Reish also goes to Reb Loza ben Azaya. And change the girsa. Don't say Yom Shlishi, it's Tumei and it's Torah. Vaituman, the mokum kitanoi, no, the sheet is not like that. You have a steer in the Mishnaisim, because that time the ratio goes like 1 tana, and the says it goes like another tana. It's not sure, it's also derech like that. Aber so lehne ich lehne zu Poshid. Reisha Rabbonim, Enoch Nami, Aul Reisha says Taka Tameya, that even the third day after the Isha Atashmish with the husband, and the Zera comes out of her on the third day, drips out of her, she still has Tumas Kariyana. That's what our Mishnah says. And that goes like the Rabbonim, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin. The Sefer that says the third day after the Milah, the kid is still called a Mokum Sakona, that's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin. That goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin. So the Mishnah is like Tenoyim. The Reish is the Rabbonim, the Sefer is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin. We'll soon see where the Machloekes Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin is. So Drashi, Reish is the Masnitzin, the like Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin. Dilul the day, because according to him, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin, Shamin and Lei, Poletes, Biyem HaShlishi Torah, L'kamam B'Grayth. We'll soon see in the Grayth, he owes the third day already on Isha's Torah. The Sefer, though, Diktoni, Marchitze Nesamila, that the third day it's called the Mokum Sakoni, you could wash the kid. That's not the Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin's din. The Wamalala Kamama Perak Ablezer. He's the one that says later in Ablezer, in Perak Ablezer, such a sign, that even the third day the kid is still called the Mokum Sakona, Hamel the locker is, you could wash him. So the Rashi says this, Man de loy muki kitanoi, the docha go muki mas nisa betray taimi, a shita in the Mishnah is nis, always put the Mishnah like one tana, and say two different tamim. Oy mishabish lo, either change around the Mishnah then, Reforish Lord, learn look me ketanoi. It's always better to do something to the Mishnah the way it says it, rather than saying it's a machloek ketanoim. His mele bayos also. Mishabish lo vi'oma mishtabeshtihi, v'toni lot, v'toni bo teirah. Say there's a mistake in our Mishnah, and you have to say, the Mishnah means to say teirah. That the third day already, the zera is masriach, it's not roy to be called anymore. It can't make Isha pregnant anymore. So that zera is not called zera, it's not matam of Isha. Abo man, the mukelo ketanoi, there's another gun. Whenever you have a kash in the Mishnah, rather than saying there's something wrong with the Mishnah to change around the words in the Mishnah, I'd rather say takas machlokes tanoim. The ratio goes like one tanoim, say like another tanoim. Here also, whoever can answer me, this mish like one time, I'll take his clothing to the washer. Lay mesusa. Umuki reisha Rabbi Shmuel v'seifa Rabbi Kiva. He holds there's no way to miyash of the mish like one time. You have to say reisha is one, the seifa is another one. V'yavi boy, v'yavi motzi look me betray timey. But if you want to, you could have put it like two different reasons. Ubechatana, and he doesn't want to do that. There's some sheet that's like no. That really the mission there goes on like one tana. Let me give different tzuritzin. How to miyash of the mission like one tana. So some machlokes here also the same thing. Depends what pshat now mission, if you want to change the Mishnah or no. That's not the mission the way it says it, and it's two different tanoim. So the brayser, tana rabbonin. Polete shich vazera. That means an Isha, that a man, the husband, had tashmash with the Isha, so the Zerah went inside her. So the halacha is, when the Zerah goes inside her, she's taka tummy that day. Also about Keri. But nafka meaning is though she can be table the next day and she's Torah. Let's say the second day though, the Zerah drips out of her, is the achidish shakra that she becomes tummy now again. She has a shame about Keri on her. Now how many days afterwards that the Zerah keeps on coming out that she tummy? It's a machlokes. Poilete shichva Zerah. V'yoyim hashlishi Torah. If it comes out the third day from the Tashmish, the Isha's Torah, on the third day, not like our Mishnah, on the third day it's Torah ready, that Zerah is not Roy Lazriya. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin. It's not Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin. So Drashi, what's called B'yayim Shlishi? Drashi, B'yayim HaShlishi, Kegoin Sheshim Shobhei. They had Tashmish on Thursday. O Polto Shichva Zerah B'Shabbos. Now the third day from Thursday is Shabbos. You have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So now on Shabbos, if the Zerah comes out on Shabbos, she's automatically Torah, according to Rabbi Elazar. Now, Loi Shino Shimsho Tchiles Lechamishi. We don't care if she was boiled, that's like Wednesday night, that's the beginning of Thursday. Tishtoya Besoy Dalad Oinoy Shlemus. Then we say the Zerah stayed inside her body for Ho Oinus. Oinus means a period of 12 hours, it's called an Oinum. Like a night is called one Oinum, and the day is called another Oinum. So here, how do you have four Oinus? Leil hey, you have the whole Wednesday night, the hey, and Thursday by day. That's called two oinus. Then you have Leil vov, that's Thursday night. Then you have vov, then you have the whole day Friday. So that's how you have four complete oinus. The Zerah was inside her. and still she's Torah. Loishino shimsho yoimei. Kriva be a case that tashmish be yoimei on Thursday by day. Im chashecha, mamish right before shkia. So the mamish to lo yishtoi ela miktsas hei. The zera is only inside the isha a little bit of Thursday. Vileo vav, you have the whole Thursday night. Uvav, you have the whole Friday. The lekela beis einish lemus is only, it was inside only two einish lemus. Still, when the zera now comes out on Shabbos, it's Torah. Ha'ina is a trash, it's oyayim alayla. Ha'ina is called a period of time, like a 12-hour period of time, either a night or else a day, it's called an ha'ina. So according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, even if they had Tashmish Mamish Thursday afternoon, still, Thursday is considered one day, Friday is considered the second day, and Shabbos is already the third day. He holds on the third day, the Zerah is always Torah. The Zerah is not Royal Azri anymore, so Mela, it's not Matamad Isha. That's Reb Elazar ben Azariah, that's the most cool of the Geshita. Here Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Reb Yishmoyah Loimah, no. Tomim Shem Dal Doinus, he else depends. Certain times, for four oinus later, if the zera comes out, still metame. It's only after four oinus that it's not metame. Pomim shem hei oinus. And sometimes in 3 days, you have five oinus. And pomim shem vav oinus. Sometimes even six oinus later, it's metame. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel Loima, pomim shehem. Rashi bo lechalak. Rabbi Shmuel is mechulak din zechon Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. For Loima. If the zera comes out the third day from the tashmish, she's still tummy. Not like Rabbi Elazar says the third day she's tayron, but he holds like our Mishnah that the third day she's tameya still. Avol poletes bedalid tayra. But if the zera comes out of the isha the fourth day from the tashmish, like here if you have tashmish on Thursday, the zera would come out on Sunday, then should be tayra. O madina lecho. Oh, but the mixas yom kukulay. He holds that mixas yom is considered like the whole day. So loyik pidu torel b'minyan shel hayomim loy b'minyan oinus. That's what I mean to say. Let's say they had tashmish on Thursday afternoon. So Thursday afternoon, the zera is only inside the isha. Could be only 2 hours. Still, that's considered like one whole day. So mixas hayom, even though the tashmish was in the middle of the day, the first day of the tashmish is considered like one day. So you have Thursday as one day. Friday is called the second day, and Shabbos is the third day. So the Zera comes out on Shabbos, she's still Tameya. But if it comes out already, Mitzvah Shabbos, she's already Torah. Now if it comes out already, Mitzvah Shabbos, the Zera was only inside of four Rhinos, because she was boiled Thursday afternoon. So all you have is Thursday night, that's a complete Rhinos, and you have Friday morning, then you have Friday night and Shabbos by day. That's four Rhinos. That's what he means to say. Promim, sometimes you have it that only four Rhinos, she's Tameya. After that already she's Torah. And sometimes it's five and sometimes it's six. And sometimes they boil Thursday afternoon, sometimes they boil early Friday morning, and sometimes they boil even like Thursday night or Wednesday night already, right after Shkia. So that's his Lashon. Shmolem pom mishen dal doinois, pom mishen heinois, pom mishen vavinois. So Rashi, pomim shem dal doinois, shleimois. That means shim shimsho dalad b'shabbos. Im chashecha, so a boil like Wednesday, mamish Wednesday right before Shkia, is plitosa tmeya ad chila Shabbos. So it's considered one day is Wednesday. Then you have Thursday and Friday. That's the third day, Friday. Beginning of Shabbos is already Torah. Even though in such a case the zera was only inside of four einos. Pavim shehei einos, we're going shimsho b'tchila sayem shadalad. They will boil that tashmish the beginning Wednesday morning, early Wednesday morning. So like this, the Zera was in a five oinos, because you have the whole Wednesday by day, then you have Wednesday night, that's and Thursday by day, and then you have Friday night and Friday by day. So that's how you have five oinos. And pomim shem vav. Sometimes 3 days can mean a complete three whole days. Still she's Tameya. How do you have that? We're going shimsha v'tchilas leil daos. At the beginning, that means Wednesday night, they will boil at the beginning of the night. Bein hashmoshes. Mamish right at the beginning of the night. So you start, that's called mamish at the beginning of the day. The beginning of Wednesday, which is Tuesday night, they are boiled at the beginning of Tuesday night. So the zera was in her the whole Tuesday night, the whole Wednesday, the whole Wednesday night, the whole Thursday, and those Thursday and the whole Friday. That's how you have six oinos. So that's the longest period. Even though the zera is in her six oinos, still it's called Royal Azriya. Because the Pshat according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah is totally in days. Abi, you have to wait 3 days. 3 days after the day of the Tashmish, that's when she's Torah. That's a Bishmosh Shita. Rabbi Kiva Leimer, Li'olam Hei. He holds no. He always, it's totally not in days, it's totally in 5 Einois. Once the Zer is in the Isha 5 periods of 12 hours, then she becomes Torah. V'yim Yotasa, Miksa Saino Rishoina, Noistan Law, Miksa Saino Ashishis. As he holds, it has to be 5 complete Einois. So, if you start in Yotze Miksa Noshim in the first Einoam, you weren't burr like the beginning of the night, or you weren't burr at the beginning of the day. No, you're burr in the middle of the day. So the first Bia was in the middle of the day, that first Einoam is not a complete Einoam. Because let's say you burr at 4 in the afternoon, there's only 2 more hours to Shkia. So an Einoam is saying now is a period of 12 hours. Here you don't have to complete 12 hours, you only have 2-3 hours. Say Nachnamid, he's Moisif Noistan Law Miksa Sano Shishis. The sixth Einoam goes a little bit longer. In other words, there's a complete, like mace lace, 5 periods of 12 hours. Complete, from one time to the other time. So Drashi. So tomorrow. Omru Rabbonin Kaimid Rapopo. Rabbonin said over this brisa to Rapopo. V'yamrilo Rapopo L'Rovo. Something that Rapopo told Rovo. Bishleim Rav Loza Ben Azayah. Bishleim Rav Loza Ben Azayah Shita. That's totally mamish in 3 days. That the third day is Torah. Only 2 days she's Temeah. He holds the third day ready she's Torah. Is Rabbonin. He holds like Rabbonin Shita. What's the Rabbonin Shita? We'll soon see about Kabbalah Satorah. That the Torah was given on Shabbos. Now the Shaila, how many days before Shabbos was there the mitzvah prisha? That they're supposed to separate from the wife, not to have Tashmish. So say Rav Loza Ben Azayah holds that Rabbonin Shita. The Amri Behei Ovid Prisha. He holds on the fifth day, on Thursday, that's when the mitzvah's prisha started. So come to say they had only Thursday and Friday. Those were the 2 days that the prisha was. On Shabbos, right, the Torah was given. So come to say that Isha could have had Bia, they could have had Tashmish Thursday. Thursday was the mitzvah's prisha. That's Bia Thursday in the morning. Still, if the Zera comes out on Shabbos, she's Torah, because Shabbos Torah was given. So you see, only Thursday and Friday, only 2 days, is she Temeah. The third day already on Shabbos, she's Torah. That's where Blood Sheet is very good. The Raya from the Kabbalah Torah. The Torah was given on Shabbos, and the mitzvah to be purged was given on Thursday. So you only have 2 days in between. So you see, in 2 days, she becomes Torah. Shrashi Bishleima. Shrashi Plukta the Rabbonim Rabbi Yosi the Brais will soon bring down that Machlokes. When Kabbalah Torah was, and which day was the mitzvah's prisha. Umaisi law by Pirk will soon bring it down the Kamon. To the Rabbonon, the Hei B'Shabbos Pirshu. According to Rabbonon, the mitzvah's prisha, not to have Tashmish, only started on Thursday. So Kitzur, there are only 2 days before Kabbalah Torah, Thursday and Friday. Ulu Rabbi Yosi B'Dalad. Rabbi Yosi Shita was no. Even Wednesday, they had a mitzvah's prisha, not to be buried with the wife. Ulu Kula Yalma B'Shabbos Nitnu. Everybody holds the Torah was given, Kabbalah, this is the Kabbalah of the Aseret HaDibros. Was given on Shabbos. Ulk b'Shabbos nitnu. Aseret HaDibrusim. V'chivon de b'Shabbos nitnu. Since they received the Torah on Shabbos, akokach b'leil Shabbos tovlu. They had to be tovlu Friday night. V'loy shachris. Like the Gemara soon say, they weren't tovlu Shabbos in the morning. K'demataras lakamon. Shloye elolu tovlu v'lolu ma'alchen l'kabu ha'Torah. And since the Abishah gave the Torah Shabbos early in the morning, you're not going to let, like some people, a Venetia, like saw Zera Friday night, you're going to have to say she has to go to the mikveh now. So Shabbos in the morning, she'll be going to the mikveh, not Mestavro. Like the whole Klai Yisrael went to receive the Torah Shabbos in the morning. So all the tefillahs had to take place the latest Friday night. Hilkach. Bishleimer Reb Lezer hold kirabonin. The Yamri b'chamisha b'Shabbos of prisha. Let Rabbonin say, when was the mitzvah not to have Tashmish anymore before Kabbalah Torah? Only started Thursday. Or v'zoi, v'yeshulay pirshu, elim chashecha. Some only stop, mamish Thursday, and right before Shkia. Now, umi the tovlu le'el Shabbos, since the Isha now is able to be tabled on Friday night, v'loi choshu were not afraid, shema tiflat shema, tiflat tena oid. Maybe after the tefillah, she'll be tabled Friday night, 9 o'clock at night. Let's be afraid, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night, the Zera will come out of her, and she'll become tummy again. Shema Amina, no. The Palet is Begimel Torah. Or Niksas HaYayim Shal Tashmish Kekulay. Now we say no. Friday night, Shabbos, that's considered already the third day. Because on Thursday was the last day they could have Tashmish. So even if she had Tashmish Thursday afternoon, right before Shkiyam, he owes Miksa for Yom Kikulei. So the little bit of the day that they did not have Tashmish, that's called one day. Then you have Friday, that's the second day. So he holds the Zera is only tummy for 2 days. Mashenka, the third day already on Shabbos, and the Zera comes out, she's automatically Torah. So we don't care if the Zera comes out of her on Friday night. Because Friday night is called the third day, and the blessed she is, the third day already she's Torah. The Zera is only Metama if it comes out the first 2 days after the Tashmish. That's a good raya. That Yablez holds that Rabbonin, that the mitzvah's priest only started on Thursday. So maybe all she had was just Thursday and Friday to say that the Zera comes out Thursday and Friday, she's still Tameya. But Abiyah comes out after Friday. Friday night, that Shabbos already, then she's Torah. So maybe the Hegatim, so she can go to the mikvah Friday night in order to be Torah, to Mekabel the Torah on Shabbos morning. That's Reb Lezashit. Rabbi Yishmael holds Reb Yosi. The Yomano B'dalad of Prisha. We'll soon see the Machlokes. He holds on Wednesday the mitzvah Moshe gave them a mitzvah Prisha. Then Wednesday on, he can't have Tashmish. The mail is good while you always have Hey Einois. Or Lav Davke Hey. That's Rabbi Yishmael Shita to say that's totally in 3 days. That sometimes it's four, sometimes it's five, and sometimes it's six. But the word is there are six totally in days. Abi, it's the third day, she's Temeyam. After the third day, the fourth day, she's Torah. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the mitzvah's preacher was on Wednesday already. So Mela, you have Wednesday as one day, you have Thursday is the second day, and you have Friday is the third day. So true, if the Zera would come out of on Friday, she'd still be Temeyam. But already Friday night, that's like the fourth day, that's Shabbos, then she's Torah. So it's good. The mitzvah's preacher was Chal on Wednesday. When on Wednesday? It depends. Some people perish already like Tuesday night. That's the beginning of Wednesday. Some people only perish Wednesday morning, and some people still have Tashmish Wednesday afternoon. That's how you get your Mishmol Shita. Sometimes it's four, sometimes it's five, sometimes it's six. But according to him, it's totally in 3 days. The first 3 days of the Tashmish, and the Zera comes out of her, she still has Tumas Bakeri. The fourth day, she's Torah. The Drash of Yishmael, the Yoyme Begimel. He says the third day, Tameya, Bidalid Torah, the fourth day she's Torah, is Kesavar, Bidalid of a Prisha. Moshe gave them a mitzvah to be Purish on Wednesday already. Kriyab Yasi, Devil Eliel, Shabbos Revit. Of Isaiah, the Zera would come out of on Friday night, Shabbos. Shabbos is called the fourth day already, because you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is 3 days. Shabbos is the fourth. Omiyu, Yeshalai Pirshu at some Lechashecho. Even on Wednesday, when there was a mitzvah's pre-show, not everybody was perished like Tuesday night, the beginning of Wednesday. Some were only perished on Mamish Wednesday afternoon, right before Shkia. V'lekei l'dal doinus. So now you only have four doinus at the Yishus Temeya. Leil hei, v'hei, yeah, Thursday. Leil vav vav, that's Friday. V'filu achi, mishatavlu, pleitos and Torah. When this Yishus table now Friday night, that's considered the beginning of the fourth day. If something comes out afterwards, she's Torah. The Torah was only makbar on 3 days. Abi, it's 3 days later, she's Torah. So it's good these two shittis. We have Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, the Machlokes, Rabbon and Rabbi Yosi. That's good. For the Gemara Kasha, Elu, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, it says no. He says five oinos. He says always five oinos. Rabbi Kiva, come on, who's Rabbi Kiva go like? For the Gemara Kiva, come on, who's Rabbi Kiva go like? Rashi Elu Rabbi Kiva, the Yom Kol Hey Oynes Tamei. It's totally in five Oynes, five periods of 12 hours, like day night, and then day. In Tifloi, it's Kaman Umeichin Lama the Oynes Kapit Kro. Where do you see the term is not growing on the Oynes? In Yomim Tiv, but Karmel Mixa Yom Kukuloi. It's telling the days. It says 3 days, and we hold Mixa the Yomim Kukuloi. So how do you get a half a day? How do you get five? So the Gemara Liyei Lam Treb Yosi. The Yama could the Yama Krab Yasi, Rab Yasi says the mitzvah's Prisha was Chal on Wednesday, Yom Dalit. Or Bazoyat Shver, what's that this five? Sometimes even six? Could Yama Ravada Marava. Moshe Bashkama Ola U Bashkama Yorit. Moshe went up to Har Sinai Bashkama and he came down Bashkama. Bashkama, he went up early in the morning to Yachsiv. Vayashke Moshe Baboike Vayalala El Har Sinai. Bashir. So he went up in the morning very early. Bashkama Yorod, he came down also early in the morning. The Siv, Lech Raid, Vialisa Atav Yaronim Imoch. So we say makish yirida li aliyah. Well, makish, same way coming down to going up. Ma aliyah, just like when Moshe went up to Har Sinai. Pashkama, he always went up early in the morning. Af yirida, when he came down from Har Sinai to tell Klai Yisrael there's a mitzvah prisha, he came down and told them the mitzvah to be purged from your wife is bashkama. He came down early in the morning. Kundasa says, when did Moshe tell them the mitzvah prisha? Wednesday morning. He told them Yom Revi, but when? Wednesday morning. From the site, there's only five Einois now. You have Wednesday afternoon, then you have Wednesday night and Thursday, Thursday night and Friday. That's five Einois. Already Friday night is Torah. That's how he knows B'diyek, five Einois. Because Moshe told them Mitzvah's Prisha Wednesday in the morning. Not Tuesday night, but Wednesday morning. Shashi. It says the Moshe came down from the har and he's mekadesh the people, the high prisha, that he told them the mitzvah now, stay away, don't have tashmish. When did he tell them that? Bashkama revi hoisa. That was Wednesday early in the morning. What's up is Moshe had to tell them right in the morning to stay away, not to have tashmish. Shmamino ad hey oino shleimas kapit krul. That the akpodo, that the zera should be tor, has to be at least five oinos away. The first five oinos after the tashmish, the zera is still royal azria, the zera is still matama. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. So the Gemara. Why did Moshe have to tell them Wednesday morning, like not to have tashmish during Wednesday? They don't have tashmish anyway. So why did Moshe have to tell them Wednesday early in the morning, like today? Wednesday don't have tashmish. It could have been enough Moshe to tell them like back before Shkia. Wednesday night he should have told them. Why did Moshe have to tell them Bashkama? They don't have tashmish anyway throughout the day. So tomorrow name, Ha'ama Rova, Imhoye Beisofa Mutter. If the room is dark, it's Mutter that Tashmish Beyoin. Smilstageya, some people have a dark room, and they can have Tashmish even Beyoin. The Yama Rova, not a heta, Vitame Rav Papa, Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem also has a heta. Mafo Betalise Mutter. Even if Beyoin, it's Bede, and there's light there, but a bee puts a blanket over him, it's Mutter. Rashi says, Talmud Chochem shoots Nua, he's a Tznua, Vloyestakel, he doesn't look. It's stuck with the mafal patoisai. For him, it's enough. He covers himself with a towel, with a blanket. It's enough. So Melo Moshe had to tell them that Wednesday in the morning, whether you're Talmud Chacham or whether you have a dark room, still don't have tashmish today on Wednesday, because we want to make sure that by Friday night you're going to regularly.